C1G.
Number 13B.
So we come to that concept that actually there should be an eighth day. And the eighth day has another characteristic, not only that it indicates the timelessness and eternality, but also means a new beginning. So that it gives us a sense that those 7 days of creation were, so to say, an ascending scale to the point of the seventh day, which would be again the starting point for a new sevenfold further ascension. In other words, we can conceive of the 7 days for us more like a spiral that begins with mind and goes on and on and on around until it comes back to the starting point, but on a higher level as the seventh day, which again at the same time is the starting point again for the 7 days of creation, spiraling up further and further and again further and further, so that it is showing, so to say, an eternal unfoldment, or at least a manifold unfoldment of the 7 days. That naturally is what happens with each one of us. We study the 7 days of creation and we get first a slight sense of the 7 days, and we get a slight touch of what the seventh day is, and then something within us is dissatisfied and not quite satisfied and says there must be something more in it, and we start again with the first day and studied, but already with a higher sense, with a more definite sense, and we start again, and that we have done hundreds of times since we began to study the 7 days of creation as an order. So the eighth day actually would mean that this creation goes on and on and on. It's the day of eternity and goes on. By the way, I have written a little bit about that eighth day in the level book on page 53 to 55. So in case you are interested in that, I just have given there a little indication about this interesting point that the end is always the beginning. So that we can take the end as the beginning. See, it is like in music. There again, you have your 7 notes in the scale, but when you have the 7 notes in the scale, you feel that you should go on a higher level with the seventh scale, with the sevenfold scale, because you don't feel really inwardly happy. Is there somebody who can sing me the scale? 7 tones? No? No? You had 8. Yeah? And would you be satisfied inwardly? No? It demands the higher, the 8. Huh? Can you see, even in music it imitates that sense? Huh? That you have the 7 tones, the whole scale, and yet you feel it's not the whole. There's something more, and to start again. So the upper C, we call it, you call it differently, huh? Yes, is the starting again. So what must the seventh day give as prerequisites for this eternality? For the eighth day, that is, so to say, the I am that I am, it must give us the prerequisites in the seventh day, the sense that all the elements necessary in being are actually established, are actually here, and that is what love as truth shows, that on the seventh day, then everything, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them, So we cannot have an I am that I am without the prerequisites that everything that belongs to that I am that I am is here. So all the seven tones are here in order to be the prerequisites for even a higher sense of being. And so that love as truth gives us that and says everything is now at the state of fulfillment, of perfection. And love as love says even something more, that this perfection is actually work in rest, is actually the divine infinite calculus at work. Gives a tremendous dynamic sense that nothing is going on but God and his ideas in an infinite calculus of ideas. You may ask, why does the seventh day, which gives us the wholeness of it, the perfection, not give us not seven subtones? Because in order to be perfect, you could say it needs mind and spirit and soul and principle and life, truth and love. And actually it needs it. But you can always have a shorthand description of anything instead of longhand. You can write in shorthand. You can take, namely, the first 6 day, which brings us up at the end of 6 day, where it was said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Where everything is good, nothing has to be added anymore. You can take all those first 6 day as one compound at the point of the sixth, and therefore give at the 6 day give, so to say, a super symbol for all the 6 days of creation. You can bind them together and just make a super symbol for the first, second, third, fifth, and I left out one, huh? For the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day, a super symbol, and says everything is now completed. So truth comprises all. We have seen that the consciousness of truth has comprised all the seven subtones, and you can take that over and say, instead of repeating again and again that perfection, that heaven and earth consist of ideas, and these ideas are spiritual and spiritual substance, that they have an identity and that they operate in a system and that they are eternal and that they are dominion, instead of repeating all that again, you just can take the sixth day and say love includes the sixth day. So I want to show you that, because I have said right at the beginning, many books of the Bible, many parts of the textbook are laid out in the days of creation structure. But very often you will find, as for instance in chapter on marriage, that she has laid out that chapter actually mind in three tones, spirit in three tones, soul in five tones, principle in five tones, truth in seven tones, but when she comes to love, she gives it in the seven tones and not in the two. And that is absolutely legitimate, because love as truth means that love includes the whole consciousness, which is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. So don't be sidetracked if at various occasion in the text we find the seventh day sometimes presented as love in the seven subtones, or love as truth and love as love. Yeah? That's it, is it? Very difficult? No, not quite, huh? Yeah. And naturally, it's always a question that one takes these things and ponders them. You know, I feel if a subject is presented so, that a big subject is presented so, that the student says, I got that very easily, now I have it. And I think something is wrong about that subject. Because because spiritual culture is a slow thing, a very slow. The birth is a slow thing. It starts out with time, as he says, and goes on with eternity. So, what a presentation like this can do would be just to awaken thought to a new approach, to a new subject, to a big subject which has to be thought over and pondered and loved and researched until one begins to feel really the spiritual touch of it. But that everyone must do for himself. It is just not so that the teacher just can pour the spirit out so that each student gets that spirit right away. This has never been that the case. Yes. Okay. So we go on with our study material on page 4. On that study material, we come to the next question, namely the numerals of infinity. The numerals of infinity. Always over years and years and years, the same question comes up. I can't see the difference between the days of creation and the numerals of infinity, though that is so clear as daylight. So what is the difference between the days of creation and the numerals of infinity? I have given references to John Dawley's book, In God and Science, where I think he has presented that subject so clearly, so simply, that actually if a student studies it, he has no more any question about it. But as sometimes students don't study, I will repeat it in a short way. Yes, what are numerals of infinity? What are days of creation? Infinity is something else than successive appearing of ideas as in the days of creation. And so you see at once that there must be somehow a great difference. Now, Mrs. Eddy has used that term, numerals of infinity, and using that term, we cannot accuse her of numerology. She has used numbers, as we have seen quite often, to symbolize spiritual fact, just as she has used abstract terms to symbolize spiritual fact, just as she has used more natural symbols to symbolize spiritual facts. And the Bible, Mrs. Eddy, used also numbers in order to symbolize spiritual facts. Those numbers are still symbols and not reality. Whereas numerology is the study of the occult meaning of numbers and of their supposed influence on human life. So we don't think that numbers which are a symbol have an influence on human life. So if I would live in a street that has the number 16, what kind of street do you have? Massachusetts Avenue 16. And if you live there, you don't have a feeling that because you live there in the 16, that the divine infinite calculus and the whole matrix of the 4x4 matrix is forming your life. And that if you live there, then you are really demonstrating the whole matrix of 4x4. That would be numerology. That would believe that numbers have some kind of an impact on our consciousness and on our life. I must bring that out because it's a funny thing, you know. That movement, Boston, accuses Mrs. Eddy of numerology because she used the term, the numerals of infinity, And because she uses the term the third day of creation, the third stage, and things like that, because she uses that, she is accused of numerology. Actually, they only accuse her through the medium of the Dolly teaching, who has shown that these are symbols that we can use. And so, at the beginning, up to recently, everybody accused us of numerology. I don't even know really what numerology can do. I only know that if I take a dictionary and look up the definition, that it is that what I said, but I have never really studied or read or anything about numerology, and I guess it's quite an interesting subject per se, but what we do has nothing to do with numerology. It has only to do with what she symbolizes through the term numerals of infinity. What are the difference? So I compare now constantly the numerals of infinity and the days of creation. Numerals of infinity have to do with infinity, therefore with the isness of being, with the nowness of being. As the days of creation have to do with a creative sense that goes on and on. And you can see that it happens in a time sense. Whereas the numerals of infinity have no time sense, no space sense, the days of creation have a time sense, a space sense, where she says that they are successive stages, that's a time sense, and that they fill immensity and that the universe is peopled with idea and gives a sense of space too. The numerals of infinity have no time and no space sense. They have always a sense of isness, of nowness. Numerals of infinity, therefore, are always at the point of being instantaneous, whereas days of creation happen from one point to the next point to the next point and unfold in time. We can illustrate that very easily through arithmetics. We can consider arithmetics, just as we can consider divine metaphysics, from two standpoints, from the standpoint of the numerals and from the standpoint of the days. If we consider, for instance, arithmetic, yeah. All right, it was wrong. I want to say mathematics. All right, I correct it right now and can say, if you are reasoning, so to say, in mathematics or algebra, we are reasoning in numerals of infinity, because in algebra you can't say the x is before or after the Z or the Y, or the A and B and the C with which you calculate, you know, A plus B square is A square plus 2AB plus B square. You can't say, well, the A and the B and the C have a sequence. They have not. There are values that are right now without having a connection between what comes before and what comes afterwards. Whereas in arithmetic we get counting. We count from 1 to 10 or 200 or 2000. And every one counts one more. You see, you add something to the preceding, and so the 5 can only come after the 4 and before the 6. And nothing else. So in these two fields, you can see that the same values can be used either as mathematics, as numerals of infinity, or in counting, they can be used as days of creation. What is the difference in application? The difference is that actually only numerals of infinity, say in mathematics, can be combined infinitely. That's why there are numerals of infinity. You can combine them infinitely. In mathematics, you can take a 5 and combine it with any number in many ways, in many rules, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, in potentialities, I don't know how you call it, you know, 5 square and the... What is the other one? Exponential equation, and so on and so on. You can use it. But not so in the days of creation. There you can't take a day of creation quality and combine it infinitely. You can only use it as a place value in the line of sequence. There they have a special value. So Mr. Dolly says there that numerals combine endlessly with each other, whereas this is not true in the days of creation. Therefore, the divine infinite calculus is only possible with numerals of infinity and not with days of creation qualities. They cannot be combined in an infinite calculus. They can only be used in an order, in a definite order. So can you see again the great difference between ideas that belong to numerals? They lend themselves for infinite computation, whereas qualities of the days of creation are such defined that they have only a specific value within an order line. Can you see, for instance, what did we have in an ordered line? We said, what is the third day? The third day is the day of identity. Well, that identity, if we consider it in the line of creation, can only come after mind and spirit. We cannot start out with identity. If we start out with identity, we don't know anything about it. Because identity, you're of what? So you first have to have your elements that are ideas. You first have to give to those elements substance, spirit. And then only then can these ideas that are substantial show forth a certain definition, a certain identity, a certain crystallization of their nature, so that they are unique and can be distinguished and differentiated from all other identities. So you see that a quality of day of creation has always only a value within an order. Whereas if we are not thinking in days of creation, if we are thinking just about the value of identity, the value of identity, then I can start right out with the value of identity. I can say I can combine identity with any other idea of the seven synonymous terms. I can see that identity reflects mine, so that I see only ideas have identities. I can reflect it with spirit and see that identities are only spiritual. I can reflect it with principle and can see that only identities lend themselves for a system of principle. I can see identity as life and see every identity is eternal. I can see identity as reflecting truth and can see an identity has dominion over all deflections of being. Or I can combine it, identity with love, and can see every identity is at the point of absolute perfection, and therefore is always perfect. So I can do that as a calculus of ideas. Further, we can see a numeral, he says right here, has a sevenfold reflection, whereas the days of creation constitute the primary revelation of God's true nature in an ordered way. And all that I read out of John Dolly's book on God and science, and you don't need to make any notes, you only have to read what is already there. See, that's the trouble. We teach something, and then the next thing we know is that the student comes and says, Max, can't you put that into a book? You know, it's so good, I would like to read it over and over and put it in a book. When the books are published, they are never studied. So John Dolly's books are not really studied, unfortunately. Or we will not. He published that book on God and science with that wonderful explanation of the difference between the days of creation and the numerals of infinity. He published that in 49, that's how long ago? That's nearly 32 years ago. It's already there, published, everybody can read it, can study it, so make use of it. All right. In the numerals of infinity, the symbol 7 is a symbol for divine perfection, of completeness. But in the days of creation, the symbol 7 means 7 stages. It means how we arrive at the point of perfection through 7 stages. So the 7 is a symbol for 7 stages of development, whereas as a numeral of infinity you can take right away perfection as an idea that existed since time immemorial. Yes. Okay. That is at first the differentiation between numerals of infinity. And now we could take some examples and show the difference between a numeral of infinity and the day of creation. We'll do that after the break.